September 13. Do you care if your child lives or dies? Of course you care. You're their parent. Since we care, we must train them so that they won't die. Proverbs 23, verses 13 and 14. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. Punish them with the rod and save them from death. The word discipline is the same word that is translated instruction in yesterday's reading. The child must apply the heart to instruction, and the parent must apply discipline as a means of instructing a child, even if that means applying it to the backside of our own children so they will learn the lesson. Spanking is not child abuse. One qualification here is that they will not die. If someone beats a child so that their life is ever in jeopardy, they're doing it wrong. Is it necessary to spank at all? Solomon has already said, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. Proverbs 22:15. For the wise child, few spankings are necessary, if any. Verbal instruction may be all that is required. For the naive child, it may be necessary to spank them for the folly of not heeding their parents' clear instruction. Then they will be more receptive to being taught. For the child who refuses to obey, who rejects the teachings of their parents, spanking may be the only hope a parent has to reach them. It may not be enough, but it is worth the attempt. Solomon urged, discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to their death. Proverbs 19:18. Let's pray. Father, I pray for these children of yours who are raising children you have entrusted to them. Give them the wisdom to know when verbal instruction is not enough. Show them that the active mocker and the passively disobedient child both may require a good spanking to get their attention and save them from dying for their folly. Amen.